We're on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara had asked Akasha and Rav Sheshes, why did Rav Sheshes say that the Beraisa that says Yeshchemer Bezevach over Atmura speaking about Eloi Shel Arim? Why didn't he say it's speaking about a Korban Pesach? And Tosfos says because a Korban Pesach, the Posek calls it a Zevach. So the Gemara had said because a Korban Pesach is Ein Shechten a Pesach al HaYochid. So my mail it's not Isa B'Yochid. V'nukmi b'Pesach Sheini. So the Gemara asks, so maybe the Brais is speaking about Pesach Sheini. I says, by Pesach Sheini, there's no such halacha when Sheikhtan a Pesach ala Yochid. So the Gemara answers, Midochi Tume. The Baraisa says, the Zevach is Deiche Shabbos V'Tume. Pesach Sheini is not Deiche Tume. And we'll see later in the Sugya, there's a Machlikas Tanoim. If Pesach Sheini is Deiche Tume or not, so Memele, so Rashi says, Ikel amandom alakama b'shmaitin deloy dochi. So that's what he didn't want to zetz ein. In the Starabonon hold it's not doiche. So he didn't want to zetz ein the barais according to Adas Yochid that holds that it is doiche. Omalei Ravune berei de Rab Yeshua lerove. Now this is already a different sugya. V'tano maishno pesach de kori le korban yochid, u'maishno chagige de kori le korban tzibur. We had a gemara and afnunam at aleph that there was a tana that said that a korban tzibur is doiche Shabbos and tume. And on this memra of this tana, Rab Meir and Rab Yaakov disagreed. That's not a true statement. Rav Meir tainted only a korban tzibur is doiche Shabbos v'tume. A korban yochid is also doiche Shabbos v'tume. And he brought a number of cases to prove it. And one of them was Pesach. Pesach is a korban yochid and it's doiche Shabbos v'tume. Then there was another kasha on this tana from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, how could you say that a kol mitzibur is doiche tume? A kol mechagige, which is a kol mitzibur, is not doiche tume. Rashi said, because it's not kavua loizman. So both of these tanoim wanted to prove one yesod, that the koyach of tchiyas tume and Shabbos is not dependent on Korban Tzibur or Korban Yochid, it's dependent on Kavua Loizman. But Lemaise, we find something very interesting, that Rab Meir called a Korban Pesach a Korban Yochid, and Rab Yaakov called a Korban Chagiga a Korban Tzibur. And Emerson, a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chagiga are the same. That means Yechidim bring them, they're brought by Yechidim, but they're brought by Klal Yisrael. So how does one differentiate between a Korban Pesach, which is called a Korban Yochid, and a Korban Chagiga, which is called a Korban Tzibur? That was the kasha that Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua asked Rove. V'tane maishna Pesach de kori le Korban Yochid, u maishna Chagiga de kori le Korban Tzibur. If we'll say that a Chagiga is called a Korban Tzibur because Klal Yisrael brings it beregel, so it is a korban that is brought from the tzibur, a yedeya tzibur, Pesach nami yosi bechnufia. So the Gemara answers, ike Pesach sheini d'loi oso bechnufia. No, there's a korban Pesach that is not brought bechnufia, beregel, through Klal Yisrael. Yechidim bring a Pesach sheini. So when Rav Meir wanted to prove that a korban yochid is doiche Shabbos v'tume, he brought a raya from Pesach Sheni. In Pesach Sheni, one can call a korban yochid. Omar loy imkein. So if Rav Meir is speaking about a Pesach Sheni, so it comes out yehi doiche sa Shabbos v'satume. That was his kash on the Tanakama. How could you say dafka korban tzibur doiche Shabbos v'tume? Comes out, a Korban Yochid is also Deiche Shabbos V'tume. So it comes out that Rav Meir is saying that a Pesach Sheni is Doiche Tume. Omalei in, she said, yeah, Kebando Madochi, this Taken is a Machloikis, if a Pesach Sheni is Doiche Tume. Before we said that Rav Sheshis did not want to Zetz Ein the Bereis by Pesach Sheni, because there's that Tanna that holds that Pesach Sheni is not Doiche Tume. But the Lamaisa, there is a Machloikis Tanoim. So the Tanna of that Bereise that mentioned that Rameya asked from Pesach, he means to ask from Pesach Sheni, and he holds Taki that Pesach Sheni is Doiche Tume. The sign we learned in the Bereise as follows. Pesach Sheni Doiche Shabbos Veini Doiche Tume. That's what the Tanna came out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af doiche es atume, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's doiche tume also. My time de tane kame. What is the time of the tane kame? Omaloch, mivnei tume de chisoi. The whole reason he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon is because of tume. V'yeyosa betume, so now we'll defeat our purpose and we'll bring a Pesach Sheni betume. Rabbi Yehuda omaloch, omakro, kechol chukas ha-Pesach yasa waisoi. The Pesach says that the Pesach Sheni is all Chukas HaPesach, Vafilu Betume. Are you asking Akasha, what did we accomplish? Atoirech Zira Olav Lasayisei Betara. The Torah like, wanted it should be brought Betara, but Loizocho Yasenu Betume. Let us see Rashi. V'tano maishno chagige ahu tane de tmure de gabi ramei v'rab yakev de aisi lael v'knufye b'rigolam. Now, let us see part of this teisviz. Like this, the end of this teisviz gets very much involved in a sugyem psochim, but the beginning of the teisviz, hopefully we can understand. Doiche Shabbos ve'ein doiche atumen. Nearly, so we have in our Gemara a machloikis the Tanna Kama Rabbi Yehuda v'Pesach Sheni is doiche tume. So we have svaris p'sazoi. Rabbi Kama says the whole purpose was because of tare. So why should the Pesach Sheni be brought for tume? And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we tried for tare. If it doesn't go, it doesn't go. Nearly, the Ben Rab Yehuda, Ben Rabbon and Gomri, the Yesod HaMachloikis really is not a Machloikis in Svore, it's a Machloikis in Limudin. Both of them learn out, Mikechol Chukas HaPesach. The Pesach tells us clearly that Pesach Sheni is Kechol Chukas HaPesach. Uboho Svore Pligi, and this is the Machloikis, how to darshin Kechol Chukas HaPesach. The Tane Kamis of a Kechol Chukas Pesach means as follows. Rishain ein doiche tume ele boreiv tziba. Let us see Chukas HaPesach. The Pesach Rishain is not doiche tume shechidim, only roiv tziba. Aval b'miyah tziba nitcha mibnei atume. Aber a Pesach Rishain, that means if you have yechidim which are tmeyim, so they're nitcha from a Pesach Rishain. Ach Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni is also the same thing. He says the halacha that applies by Pesach Rishon, that Yechidim are nitche. Yechidim Tmeim are nitche by my Pesach. So Kechol Chukas HaPesach. So we have the same halacha by Pesach Sheni. That the Yechidim Tmeim are nitche from Pesach Sheni. So in other words, that the protiestika halachas, which exist in Pesach Rishon, exist in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Hochi Koma, Ma Pesach Rishon, Ein Boto Legamri. Let us not look at the Proteistic Halachas. Let us look at the Rayin, the Kivun, of what is said by Pesach Rishon. By Pesach Rishon, if there's Tume there, so the Torah said that Tume should not be a reason that because of Tume a Pesach won't be brought. If there are Yechidim that are Tmeim, so they have another chance, they can bring a Pesach Sheni. If there's Reib Tzibur is Tmeim, which can't bring a Pesach Sheni, so they bring a Pesach Rishon. So by Pesach Rishon, we find that Tume is not an equal in Avos HaPesach. Ain't bottle legamri. The korban is not bottle because of Tume. So Memela Pesach Sheni also has this kivun. That means that Tume, you don't look at the protistic halacha. Tume, if because of Tume, Pesach Sheni won't be brought, so that's not like, that is not like Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon always, there's an efshorus of avos haPesach, even though there's Tume. Reiv tzibar atmeim, so they bring a Pesach betume. It doesn't become this battle because of Tumas. So Pesach Sheni also doesn't become this battle because of Tumas. Period. So Tosfos just said that the Machloikis, the Tanakam Rab Yehuda, is how to darshan kechol chukas haPesach. Do you darshan the protiestika halachis of chol chukas haPesach, or do you darshan the rayon which we find in Pesach Rishon? Avo b'mayadoi b'gzeir eshove loy gemrinim. Because later, this hakdom is because later Tosis is going to bring a girse in a gemore, that the tam of Rabbi Yehuda is because he darshans b'mayadoi efilo betume. So therefore, Tosis is giving hakdom that is not right. That because of mayadoi, we don't say, not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is not because of mayadoi. Chode. Number one, the lomel gzeres shove ha'os yishapi mikachol chukas haPesach. The way Tosfos explained, you could learn from kachol chukas haPesach that it's not that it won't become this battle. Just like Pesach Rishon is not this battle because of tumas haPesach, and it's also not this battle. For oidim gzeres shove, if there is a gzeres shove, mayadoi is my time of the Tanakame. Leidochi tume, nigma migzeire shove, the dochi shabbos vetume. Let's learn out. Vulekalameimar, the adarabe gemrine mi pesach rishin. No, we don't learn out mayadoi. We learn out mi pesach rishin, my pesach rishin leidochi tume bi yechide, my pesach sheini. That's why we have to give a shtikel akdome. Why is this a better limud than the limud for mayadoi? Because I would say mayadoi, the mayadoi of Tomid is speaking about reiv tzibur. Reiv tzibur atmeim, so the Tomid is brought betumim. So you don't learn out Pesach Sheni from the mayadoi. That's what the Tanakama holds. You only learn out Pesach Sheni from the Mayadai if it's similar to Mayadai. You have Reiv Tzibur. But if you don't have Reiv Tzibur, you don't learn out from Tomid. So that, therefore, you learn out from Kechol Chukas HaPesach. Timkein, if you'll say such a statement, Min lolon de Pesach dochi Shabbos afiluk shubo biyochid. So if that is true, that the gzereshova b'mayadoi is only learned when it is a situation similar to the mayadoi of Tomid. That means reiv tzibur is Tomid. So I bezoi lahalocha, how do you know by Pesach Rishon that was bo b'yochid that it's toiche Shabbos? Kigoin, what is the case? Shereiv tzibur zovin, reiv tzibur azovin. That halacha Pesach, if Reiv Tzibur atmeim, so it's bo betume that tafke tmeim tumis meis, tumis mage. But if it's a tumis zive, or it's a tume from the atzmiyis, it's not a tumis mage, so then it's not bo betume. So, for example, what would the din be if Reiv Tzibur azovin, umiyuton, and yeva miyut, which are not zovin, Oisin es harishin is b'shabes minolon ho. So how do you know that this will be doiche Shabbos? Mitomid lakalam igma. You can't learn out from Talmud. Elok shekol Yisrael oisim Pesach. Dum yidah Talmud. Ava kol mishal kol Yisrael. V'neim adaya elovim min adin li is kenodit ma'lohol and kol Yisrael af kan kol Yisrael davke. That means if you'll tell me that the reason the Tanakama does not learn out Pesach Sheni from Bamayadoi, if you'll tell me Batsim, you could learn out from Bamayadoi. And the reason the Tanakama doesn't learn out from Bamayadoi, because he feels it's not similar to the Mayadoi of Tomid, because they're speaking about Roiv Yisrael, and here it's only speaking about Yechidim. So, Ibezoi, how does the Tanakama know that Pesach Rishon that comes with Yechidim is Doiche Shabbos? Ela al kolchach, or even the gemrinim b'gzeir eshavi, hocha gemrinim. Ma lo holom b'moyadei afilo b'shabbos, and the limud is, v'einei botol b'shvil shuhu shabbos. That's the limud. Not, the limud is that the tomet will never become botol because of shabbos. Afe Pesach is also lo yizbatol b'shabbos. So by Pesach, it's also, the Pesach shouldn't become nizbatol because of Shabbos. It doesn't matter if who's bringing it, Yechidim or Merubim. V'imhoyu kol Yisrael zovim ay bederech ha'choyke chutz me'odemecho v'shnayim v'chala ha'pesach b'shabbos. I amret lo'idochi Shabbos b'yochid harayu botol l'gamri. And that is the limud. The limud is that Shabbos is not a sibbe to be mevatel korban Pesach. It doesn't matter who's bringing it. Ochinami, so therefore, if that is the gzeire shove, ochinami neime gabi Pesach sheni, shelo yizbatel mipnei hatume. Kemoi Pesach ishin shein botel legamri bishvil tumes meis. So if you can learn Abba Moyadoi, so let's learn out the same limud. We should learn out the same limud that Pesach Sheni should not become this battle because of Tume. So therefore, it's Mustabi, you can't learn Abba Mayadi. V'lekel amayim, but the Tanakam is v'leid Mayadi, koya Pesach Ishin, k'rab nosin, v'lek misho yetomei. Maybe the Tanakama holds that the word Mayadoi is going on Pesach Rishon. We came in Pesach Sheni like Kostuba Mayadoi, and therefore we gomer kichol chukas haPesach. I'll view the gomer shabu Mayadoi the sava Pesach Sheni koi. That's the machloikis. Is the Mayadoi going on Pesach Rishon only or on Pesach Sheni? The Bishmaite come of Rabbi Yehuda Amaloch Amakrokachol Chukas. Amakrokachukas Nafkalei Nami Rabbi Yehuda. Forget that if you'll say only Rabbi Yehuda Darshans Mumayadi, forget Agamorah Vaistachois, Rabbi Yehuda Darshans Kachol Chukas Apes. Okay, nearly. That Mumayadi Bechlal you can't learn. The Chikol Ben Hashem Lehikri Bumayadoi. All other places where it says b'mayadoi, we learn out b'mayadoi for the b'shabbos, for the b'tume. That's when it said b'loshen tzivu. Tishmeru la'akriv li b'mayadoi. So that's a tzivui. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael ha'Pesach v'mayadoi eilu tassel Hashem v'mayadeichem v'yidah b'moishis mayadei Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. Nasei samayadoi, to make things b'zmanam. Avol haikro kosav ki kol b'na Hashem lehikri b'mayadoi. So there's no tzivui. So if there's no tzivui, so you don't learn out from wherever it says mayadoi. So therefore, from Mayadei is Bechlalnet am Mekoyer to tell us that Pesach Sheni is Bo Betume, Bo Beshabbos, am Mekochol Chukas HaPesach, meaning Shapir, or Besvore Pligi, Kedah Pirashti. So everyone learns out from Kechol Chukas HaPesach, and the Shaila is, do you learn out from the Protistik Halachas of Pesach Rishon, or do you learn out from the Rayin of Pesach Rishon? If you learn the Protistik Halachas, so Pesach Rishon is not bo b'yechidim b'tumim. So who adin Pesach Sheni? If you learn out the Rayin, the Pesach Rishon is never in his battle because of tumim. So then by Pesach Sheni, this should also apply. V'im toima, like place v'sitzar another kasha. If you're learning out from the Chol Chukas HaPesach, Pesachishin leinafkalon de dochi Shabbos, elam igzeire shavam itomit. Pesachishin yelenafim b'mayadak. Heichi goma pesach sheini minei behekeishe. How can you learn out? That, how can you learn out pesach sheini with a hekish to pesachishin? Pesachishin gufe yelenafim igzeire shavam. Anich elaman de yomadov, alamid migzeire shavam, choizam alamid behekish. Very good. I could learn that. No problem. So how can you learn out? The svirale heimenu v'dova acha le'avi hekish. That this halacha, you can't learn out from a hekish. Something that was nilmed migzeirish of it. That is dafke if the whole limud of the hekish is only for this halacha that is nilmad from a gzeirah shavah. But if there are other halachas that I learn not from the hekish, and the other halachas say beferish by the melamed, and there's one halacha that the melamed has, that doesn't say beferish, but I learned that out from a gzeirah shavah. So then there's a man, the yomah, that says, heimenu, if you're learning out from the hekish, heimenu, halachas which are mentioned by the Malamed itself, v'dovaracha, and you also want to learn out one dovaracha, which is nilmad from agzeres shavim. Vayhavi hekish. This does not fall into the category that any nilmad behekish is. Therefore, kiven de mikichol chukas haPesach gamrinim. The vorim sheksuvim bePesach ishin gufei chol chukas haPesach. We learn out the halachis which are mentioned behedye by Pesach Ishin, gemrine minei nami, midi de gemrine bo, bigzeir shavah. So then you learn out another halachis. See, let's a package deal. You learn out already all the halachis. Period. So Taisvus answered that we can learn out, according to Rav Yehuda, Pesach Sheini from Pesach Ishin, even though we hold that Dova Halomid Migzeir Shova in a Chayzav and Ilmad Behekish, but here it's, there's a new Svara of Himenu Vedova Acha, you could learn that with the Hekish. Abel Koshe, Laman the Omar, Besoif Peike Zel Mekayman, Himenu Vedova Acha, Havi Hekish. There's a man the Omar that says that there's no such Svara of Himenu Vedova Acha. So Memele, so how did he learn Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? The lack of the Meme, the Yusvirale, the Dovo, Halomit, Bigzerish, Avachoyz, and Malamit Behekish. That man, the Yomah that holds him in of a Dovo, Acha, Havahekish, he holds though that a Dovo, Halomit, Bigzerish, Avachoyz, and Malamit Behekish. Tim Kain, my time, Pligi, Bo, Amaroy, Bepegezer, Mekoyma. Tivshay to choyzer malamed behekish. Mid Rabbi Shmuel, the Islam men of the Vacha have a hekish. But Srichan on the Loymel at the day, the Dava Lomig Zerish have a choyzer malamed behekish. Sal Kolchoch, there's a machlekes on my roim if you say a Dava Lomig Zerish have a choyzer malamed behekish. So let's figure this out from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds him in over the Vacha. Is called a hekish. Salkochach, the only way you could learn out is that it's Teich Shabbos is only from the Gzeirah Shaveh that you learn out from Pesach Rishon, that just like Pesach Rishon is Teich Shabbos, so Pesach Rishon is also Teich Shabbos. So it's kishpalt that Dov Alom Gzeirah Shaveh Chayzim Alamed Behekish. And there's a machlokes on my roim in this. V'doiche kuloime del Rabbi Shmuel Pesach Sheini and y'doiche loy Shabbos v'loy Tumen. Maybe we'll say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it won't be doiche Shabbos either. That means Shabbos, according to everyone, it's doiche Shabbos Pesach Sheini. Because that you learn out from Kol Chukas HaPesach. There's the Protis de Kalochas of Pesach Rishon. So if you'll say, Rabbi Shmuel, who we know klo, holds a menu v'dovaracha is he has a din hekish. So if you say that a dova halomet b'gzei reshove in the chayis malamet behekish, it'll come out that the Pesach Sheni is not Deicha Shabbos either. But Deicha Kolayimel, Rabbi Shmuel Pesach Sheni, Deicha Loi Shabbos V'Loi Tumah, Dim Ken Abu Loi Shalish Machleikis B'do, but then it would be, there was three Machleikis, and the Tanakama holds it Deicha Shabbos and not Tumah, Rabbi Yudah holds it Deicha Shabbos and Tumah, Rabbi Shmuel holds it not Deicha Shabbos and not Deicha Tumah. So Bikitz, so Taisvis is now having a problem. This is all with Gedome. We don't darshan b'mayadoi. The all the halachas of Pesach Sheni and Nilma from Kechol Chukas a Pesach. So Meila, how do you know that it's Doiche Shabbos, since Shabbos is a dova shenilma b'gzeir shove in the chayzim alamet behekish. The Yeshloi Maus or Taisvis says kiven dechsiv. Kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi. Is this posik speaks very bluntly. It says, kechol chukas ha-pesach, not a poshet a hekish. Here it says, akol, kechol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi, tzrichan on the lilmoit, kamoi kemimenu, dova she lomad no boi b'gzei reshove, sheim loi kein, einach mekayim, kechol chukas ha-pesach. Chiyagavne mishani lekamon bepilke chutz mibifnim. The Gemara says the avoidis that were done bechutz we learn bebifnim bechadzim negoma kloima. Learn not everything. Kivin dechsiv vechein yase loyel moyit. Tzorech lasis boyel moyit bepar kol ma shos lefnai belefnim. Vechein besoyev afilo dova shalom de behekesh tim leikein lekrine bei vechein yase. So Taisva says that the Loshen Kechol Chukas HaPesach is a Gilui, that here you learn that everything that is Noyig BePesach Rishon, even though it was Nilmad B'Gzei Rishon. Yesh Perish B'Psochim Shemuga Ben D'Moy Adai Gomri B'Gzei Rishon. Now Taisva is going to go on that Pirish. But Taisvis wanted to say that Emerson, we could avoid the drosha from B'moy Adoy and the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehud and the Tanakama is how to darshan Kechol Chukas HaPesach. Okay, let us go further in the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, V'teipek li, the Machloikis Rashi and Taisvis how to learn this Gemara, but first we'll learn the way Rashi learns Pshat. A new Gemara. That new, it's going back on the Sofik of Rabbi Lozo. The Gemara asks as follows. Rabbi Lozo had a shaila. Poroi shall koyin godl. Can it make a tmura? Can it not make a tmura? And the Yesoda shaila was, do you say that the kahanim on the skaper bekufye? So the skapa bekufye, so then it's called a kolben yochid, and it's oise tmure. If you hold the kahanim am skapa bekive, it's called, I have a bailus in the kolben, it's called shalahem lechapore, so then I can't make a tmure. Because tmure is totally who the miskaprim are. Frag the gemore, betepek li da asher loy omarachmone mishaloy humeivi. The Pasuk says that the par has to be Mishaloi. It says three times Ashaloi. Three times the Torah says it has to belong to the Kohen Gadol. The Sanya, we learned Ashaloi, one Ashaloi, it says Mishaloi hu mevi, veloi mishal tzibo. The money has to be from his pocket, not from the tzibo's pocket. Yochel lo yovi mishel tzibo, sheina tzibo miskaprem boy. No, the tzibo, he can't use their money because they're not deriving any benefit. Avo yovi mishel lochi vakehanim shreyoche vakehanim miskaprem boy. Talmud loimer, ashaloi, nochamol ashaloi. It has to come from his pocket. Yochel lo yovi, no, it's a mitzvah ashaloi. So therefore he should bring from his own. Abavim hevi kosher, but what if into the mitzvah, they made an appeal from the other kahanim and they chipped in. Talmud loy meshuva shaloy shina kosav ovum la'akev. So the posik said three times to tell us distinctly that ashaloy, he has to pay for it. Now, we have to understand, so what's the Gemara's kasha? We're asking a different shayla. A klein shayla, the kapore of the kahanim, is it the kufye, is it the kive? All of a sudden, the Gemara asks a kasha. We see it says three psukim that the kohen gadol has to pay for it. So what's the kasha? We're asking a different, but the kahanim become the skaper. We're claiming what's the lumbus of their kapore. So, I mean, that's, we're talking about two different things. You're talking about who has to pay for it, and I'm talking about how do we understand their schus kapore. So the Ritva says, pshatnig mos kasha as follows, kivin, the kopid rachmone kule hai. The Torah said three times it has to be the Kohen Gadol's. It'll be possible if someone allows to give some money. Is poroi shel yochitu vidinhu sheyaset muve. So that means that could be, maybe we could be mamtik a little bit, but the Gemara means to say as follows. If lemaise, it's the kahanim, it's bekive, that means that it's called shelahem, the kapel, so my rash, what's the tremendous calamity if they'll pay for it? I mean, lemaise, it's there's also the kapor, it's a partial shutvim. So, this is as I gefellach, the Torah went out, no, only the Kohen Gadol has to pay for it. So, from this we see that the Torah wanted it should be the part of the Kohen Gadol. How they'll get a kapor? The kufya they'll get a kapor. But from that's lochayre pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Frag the Gemara some emaila. So up to a kasha now. So the Gemara's kasha is, what was Rabbi Lozo's sofi? If it's a parshal yochid or it's a parshal tzibo, magabi tmure, it's a parshal yochid, because we see the Torah was makbid mamish to the adakot achroine that only the Kohen Gadol should pay for it. So what's the suffix? For the timeir, and for the Gemara zay, ochi v'kohanim. Let me ask you a shayla. Yeah, it's asking a kasha. Ilav the koni begave heichi mechapelohu af bekufye. Let me ask you a kasha. If they don't have a kinyan in the guf apore, so how they miskapa bekufye? Elo, shani begaze da'arein, afkere rachmone gabi ochi vakehane. Is ochi gabi tmure, nami, shani begaze da'arein, afkere rachmone gabi ochi vakehane. V'yesh loima adabar says the miskapa bekviyusa. So the Pashtus Loshna Gemara, the Gemara would seem to say as follows. And for this Gemara, that what I had mentioned a few days ago when we learned that Nun Amid Beis, I had mentioned Lochere would seem to say Machlikis, Rashi and Taisvis, what the Taich of Kufye is. Taisvis Vaisteis Klor, that Kufye is also, that the Kahanim and Miskapa, but Kufye, they also have a Chalik in the Kolbid. But Taisus says it's still considered a korban yochid lechshive kaporet ditu klum uchemam de lesedomi. So Taisus seems to say that Emerson they have a psachelik in the korban, but the chelik a koyin godol outweighs their chelik. So it's considered a korban yochid. We can make a tmura, but they do have a chelik uchemam de lesedomi. Rashi, we had wanted to be medayik from Rashi, that bekufya means that bechlal, they don't have a chelik in the korban, they only have a chelik in the kapor of the Kohen Gadol. That means it's his korban, and he's zoiche to kapor al yidei akrov of his korban, and they get a schus in his kapore. His kapore is nispashit on the kahanim. But from our Gemara, it wouldn't seem like that. From our Gemara, it seems that filu yehol bekufya, they zicher have to have a chelik in the kolben. L'tameich ochi v'kehanim ilav de koni begave. What are you proving to me? You're proving to me, you see, klar, it's a kolben yochid. It's a kolben yochid because the Torah was makbed that has to come from his money. So let me ask you a kasha. So how are they niskape bekufya? They zichy have to have some sort of a kinyan. If they have to have some sort of a kinyan, so the Gemara said, so who's gave me on if they'll give some money also? It could be the Gemara that have me now, if they give money, they have a kviyistik kinyan. A kinyan, I mean, gitcha geld is the, so an equal bailam. But the Gemara said, l'tameich, they zichy have a kinyan. L'tameich, you're right. The Torah said that they don't purchase their kinyan, that's for sure. It belongs to the Kohen Gadol. But Lemaisa, however you learn Pshat, they get some sort of a kinyan in the Kolben, or else Bekufya also wouldn't help. That means on Kolchoch, the bailis that the Kohen Gadol has in this Kolben, he got, gave all the money for this Kolben, but Lemaise, they get from his bailis something. If you live in the Skapa Bekufya, they get something. So Memelis, it could be that since they're getting from him, from his bailis, then it's not Muchach how much the Torah gave them. Could be the Torah gave them a bailus of kiva also. That's true, they're not purchasing a bailus, but they're getting a Torah after Rachmone Gabi Yochi Vakanim. So it could be that they're getting a bailus of kiva also, so he can't be patient anything. Let us see Rashi. Typically, boy the rabbalos of the Lael, the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Kahanim Bekuf Yehuda Miskap Riboy. That was the Shaila. So, the Morris, what's the Shaila? The Asheloi Kos of Beit Losa Zimni. It says three times Asheloi Lemuti Tzibo, Bochid HaKahanim, Loi Midi Duwasi. Tlos Asheloi Ksivi Beit, Betrei Kroi, Vihikrivarem, Vihikriv Tinyono, Beshochid Espachotas Asheloi. Eloshani Beigaze Garsinen, Avkuri Avkrei Legabi Ach Kapor. Let us see Taisvitz. Typically, Asheloi Omar Rachmona, Misheloi who may be Disanyi. Tamely. So Rashi learned Pshat that the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Beraisa. That means since the Beraisa says that what? That he has to pay for it. Three times it says he has to pay for it. So from here we see that they don't have a kapora bekiver. That's a Rashi learned Pshat. So Taisa says, Tamali, my itzrich lasuye beraisa, loimel the darshin and hochi mishaloyu maybe, kolshken iloy darshin and hochi, ella have a darshin and ashaloy shahu miskapaloy, the tikshaloch tvei. That means like this, why do you have to bring a beraisa? Let's learn pashta dikro. The para shaloy means that not that he paid for it, that he's niskapar al yodoy. That's the poshet of Pshat Asheloi. So why do you have to ask a kasha from a beraisa, which then the kasha is not too shver, he's paying for it, and you do also, since he has to pay for it, so Mustaman says kapora, ask from Pashti Dekro. Ask from Pashti Dekro, the poshet says, it's his kapora, so by his toys, it's a kol ben yochid. It's his kapora. If they're all niskapo b'shove, it's not his kapora, it's their kapora. So why didn't the Gemara ask me Pashti Dikro? The Tikshiloch Tvei? Why do you have to ask for my Baraisa? Boy, the Bechol Asfom Yishonim Garsinim Besomach Shani Begaze Da'arim Legasinim Elo. Elo Sharashi Goras Elo. V'niro Li Da'ochi Perushi. So therefore, Taisus wants to say a different Shan, the Gemara. Typically, the Ashelo Yomar Rachmona. The Gemara didn't ask from a Baraisa. The Gemara asked from Pashta Dekro. The Pasuk says, Ashelo, it's his Kolben. That means he's Niskapa. So that means, spelled out black and white, it's a Kolben Yochid. Yeah, that's from the Gemara's Kash. Umashme Avo Achrini Loi Mechapri. Oh, there's an Niskapa. He's Niskapa. It's a Kolben Yochid. It's his Kapora. Umishani, so the kasha ends after the word Rachmone. But typically, Dasha loy omar Rachmone. And for the Gemara, nah, that's not pshat in Pasuk. Mishalayu, maybe. The Pasuk means something else. That he pays for it. The Pasuk isn't speaking about whose kapor it is. The Pasuk is only saying who foots the bill. So Mamele, who foots the bill is Geit men nishton abol faket. So then kikler the shayla. So it could be Dennis kapor also. That's the teres. ומשאני היה שלא ידרשיני משלא יומי, ובלו אלו מהם הולך דהינו נמי מחפר בקיבה, כי דיסניה. עוד הפורך, סדן דגמורס, לטיימך, אוקיי, so you've answered me. Good, I learned wrong פשט and פוסק, I learned a krum פשט and פוסק, you tell me פשט and פוסק, the פוסק means משלא יומי. לטיימך, עוד המייסי מברייס, דלוי ושיני לה, שאלוי לאי משו לבד עם אסקאפה בוי, אלו לא אימא, משאלוי הוא מייבי, פיין, אמו מברייס זה משמע, דאוכיב מסקאפרם בוי. From the Baraisa says that they get a kapora though, because that's why I need a special posik, that even though I know that the tzibur should not be mishtatav, I would think the ochiv am mishtatav because miskaprim boy. Ma tiratzta li boze. So what are you going to answer me at this? Boho ho boho talye. Even the moidis li, the mishaloi who may be, in kein ochiv akayhanim loy mechapri bay. The ilav, the konile begave, eche mechapri bay. So fakert. About the way you're learning, the way you're learning, good, you tell me pshat, but the way you're learning about kaponim shteitoch, a kaponim shteitoch has voice that he gives the money, and they're miskaper. So al kolchoch, how do you understand this? And ken ochi ve kaponim le mechapri bay. The love, the konile begave, heche mechapri bay. So how could they be niskaper? Umishani, shani begaze. So the Gemara says, that isn't a problem. They can become niskaper because the Torah was afkerei, rachmona gabi ochi bakahana. Taka he paid for it, and it's his golden. But they're koine al islamdis of afkerei, rachmona gabi ochi bakahana. Let us see the Mishnah further. Hoyo mahalach beheichel. The first Mishnah, we had learned that Kohen Godel made Chafine, then he had the Machte in his right hand, and the Kaf in his left hand, and he entered the Heichel. Hoya mahalach beheichel, so then he was walking in the Heichel, ad shemegia lebein shtei aporeiches amadilois, bein ha-kodesh uvein kodesh ha-kedoshim. Ubeinehem Amon. And he walked between these two poroichesin, and there was between them an Amon. So I saw the Shonim Baloche brings down, Ore, the Reichev Odom is an Amon. So he's walking between the two poroichesin, he himself is an Amon, and he's carrying hot coals. The paroiches was flammable, so the whole thing was very modern zach. I was able to walk through such a narrow passageway. So he brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that with his elbows he was pushing the two paroiches away from him to make sure that the machte should not, the paroiches shouldn't touch the machte. It wasn't an easy journey in the practical purpose. That was a very narrow pathway, so he had to push the paroiches in with his elbows on both sides. So b'chin of kolat tmoisei tamar, his whole guf was involved in this mitzvah of getting into the kodesh. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer Loihaise Shom Elo Poroiches Achas Bulvat. It was only one Poroiches. Shenema Vihivdilo Ha Poroiches Lochem Bein HaKodesh Vein Kodesh HaKadoshim. There weren't two Poroiches, there was only one Poroiches. Mahalach Behechel Zokt Rashi Nichnas. It's like missing a word. We left him in the previous Mishnah after the Chafinas. He was Bechutz. Now, how did he get to the Heichel? Nichnas, he entered the Heichel, and Mahalach Lesoiche Lemayret, and he started going in the Heichel towards Mayret. Shtei Aparoichos, Prusois, that's the Rishash's Girsa and the Sichitzach's Girsa, in that Sofon Ledorm, they were both spread out, Achas Chitzoino, one outer Paroichos, Vachas Pnimis, Ubeinehem, Avir, Amo, the Cholol Amo in between. Fregte Gemore, Shape, Kamalohu, Rabbi Yossi, Lerabonam. Rabbi Yossi sagt doch gut, Psanaye, Meise, Tu Paroichos, and the Pasuk says, Vigdila, Ha Paroichos, Lachem, one Paroichos. Verabonam, Omri Loch, Hani Mili, Bemishkan. Yeah, that is true. In the Mishkan, there was Take, one Paroichos. Havo Bemigdoshaini, Kiven the Loi Havoi, Amotraxin, by the Migdashani, there was not an Amotraxin. I mean, we'll see the Amotraxin, there was a wall with a Reichab Amo. This was non-existent in the Migdashani. The Migdashrishan, Uda Haboy. And in the Migdashrishan, there was a wall. And we'll see, for practical purposes, this wall was unable to be built in the Migdashani. He stopped Kelohula Rabbonon Bigdushosei. And the Rabbonon was Mesupik. The area of where this wall stood